But first, a seven-year investigation into whether former Attorney General Tom Hornbrook campaign finance laws has come to a close. Cochise County Attorney Bill McIntyre said there isn't enough evidence to conclude Horn broke any laws during the 2010 election cycle. Horn was accused of illegally coordinating with an outside group on ads attacking his Democratic opponent. Yvonne Winget Sanchez is with the Arizona Republican AZ Central and has covered the investigations into Horn, and she joins us now. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
So, Yvonne, I'm looking at the story that you wrote for AZ Central, and Mr. McIntyre says Horn and Wynn certainly engaged in communication during a time frame which would cause any outside observer to cry foul. So based on that, it seems strange that he would clear Horn. Why did he decide to do that?
So if you'll recall, the case against Horn and Kathleen Wynn, who's a political ally who went on to work for Horn, was largely circumstantial. Prosecutors, the FBI investigators cited a lot of evidence, you know, the timing of emails, the timing of phone calls between Horn and Wynn, but they didn't have any solid evidence that said for certain that or showed for certain that Tom Horn kind of really helped collaborate and helped write or weigh in on some of these attack ads against his 2010 Democratic opponent. So with the case being entirely circumstantial, apparently the county attorney decided there just wasn't enough evidence here, and Tom Horn can finally put this thing to rest.
Now, Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk played a big role in this. First of all, can you give us some quick background on the role that she did play, and have you had a chance to talk with her?
So I have had a chance to talk with her, but she's not going to comment on the record beyond what her final decision was. And she decided a couple years ago now that there was, in fact, enough evidence to show that they did collaborate. I think she stands by that decision. And then the courts went on to affirm that decision. It wasn't until this got to the Supreme Court, and they did not decide the merits of the case, but they said, you know, look, the statutory scheme that has been set up to handle these sorts of cases is really flawed, and that needs to be addressed. And they kicked this thing over to the Attorney General's office to consider, and then they sent it to the Cochise County Attorney to look at.
Now, based on the Cochise County Attorney's decision, does that mean that any fines that Tom Horn was scheduled to pay are completely off the books now?
Completely off the books. That's my understanding. So that was, I think it was about $400,000 in funds that he would have had to return to donors, and an additional, as much as an additional $1.2 million in fines. So presumably he does not have to pay those, and I don't think there's going to be an appeal. I think the Cochise County Attorney would have to essentially appeal his own decision, and that's unlikely to occur.
Yvonne, Horn's attorney, Dennis Willinchek, commented, sent out a statement. Has Tom Horn said anything yet?
Not to me directly, no. He hasn't. I did get a very brief email last night, however, from Kathleen Wynn. She said she was getting dozens of text messages and emails from friends congratulating her on this decision. And she said that this case was brought unfairly against them by the FBI.
Yvonne, briefly, you're a reporter and a journalist and not a political analyst, but I'm curious to get your perspective. How much does Tom Horn think, or how much does anyone involved think, that this hanging over Horn's head led to his defeat in the primary by Mark Brnovich?
Well, this was essentially the first shoe to drop against him, and then it lingered for years. And it led pretty high-profile lawmakers from the federal level on down to kind of come out in opposition against him during the 2014 campaign. So I do think it provided some fodder for people, even from his own party, to come out against him or to cast doubt on whether or not he could actually pull off a win. And certainly I think in 2014, this combined with allegations that he may have used his office or his time at the AG campaigning for re-election, I think that certainly crippled his chances.
Yvonne Winget Sanchez of the Arizona Republican AZ Central with the latest on Tom Horn. Yvonne, thanks.
Thanks.